coming home. I come home, and even before I open the door to the hallway, I know that you're behind that door, kneeling there waiting. Hopefully you followed my orders and are ready with the implement of choice on your person when I walk in, or the 3 days will be more painful than you expected. As I put the key into the lock, I smell knowingly that your heart has already skipped a beat hearing the lock turn. Knowing this, I open the door, heart stopping me slowly. I see you there, kneeling, wearing exactly what I told you to. Your bra and matching panties. Your eyes are down, your hands on top of your head, making you push your chest out most invitingly. The cane is in your mouth. I smile knowingly as it's one of your favourites. You haven't done anything wrong, far from it. You asked for this many days ago, and I promised that I would give it to you and more, but not for another 5 days. You have been crazed with lust during those days, knowing that I could have done it any other day, but I did it because I knew it would drive you crazy. I walk to you and brush your hair. You purr at my touch. Already your breathing has increased, forcing your breasts to rise and fall more rapidly. Already I can smell your arousal coming from your pussy. I pull the cane from your mouth and kneel beside you and ask softly, are you ready for this, my pet? Are you ready for this night? This night you have been waiting for the past 5 days and 4 nights. Are you ready to accept your pain? Yes, you answer breathlessly. I walk to the living room telling you to follow on all fours. I sit down in a chair and tell you to bend over in front of me and rub your cunt so you're presenting yourself. You do this with a certain amount of glee and begin to get yourself off with one hand. As I watch, I swat your ass with a cane, making you half moan, half yelp with pleasure, making sure I evenly swat your ass to get it nice and red. I rise from my chair and walk around you. I tell you to stand, and with some rope, I begin to tie your breasts into a harness, making sure I wrap the rope 3 times around each tit. When I finish, your tits are painfully tied and spread apart. I tie it off at the back so you won't be able to easily untie it. I put your hands on top of your head again. I walk behind you and I pick up a medium-sized flogger. I brush it across your shoulder. Walk back around. I begin to whip your tits. Each blow that I give you sends a moan to your mouth, a jolt of pleasure and pain to your cunt. First to the left, and then to the right. After 5 blows to each orb, I gag you, tiring of your moans. And then I resume the flopping. Unfortunately, your moan only increases, as we both know sweet nectar is dripping down your thighs. After another 10 blows, your tits are turning a beautiful shade of red, and you are drooling most eloquently down your chest thanks to the ball gag. I stand back and admire the frenzied mess that you've already become. I lift your chin up and look into your eyes, and then I kiss and gently bite your neck, making you moan louder and harder. I pinch your nipples, looking into your eyes, which are daring me to go harder. I smile again, and I place nipple clamps onto each tip. This makes you moan and shudder. I rub 2 fingers into your now still growing wetness and rub them under your nose, making you smell what a pain slut you are. I tell you to bend over on the chair so your voluptuous ass is presenting itself to me. I rub it gently, knowing that the touch of my hands is driving you insane, as even though you love my touch, You want to feel the sting of the flagger, the burning pain of the cane, and the throb of the paddle. And I'm just touching you to make you wait even longer for that. Even now, the small spots of the cane are showing up against your fair skin of your arse. Your breasts, as you both know, are already throbbing and sending so many mixed signals of pleasure and pain to your brain and cunt. You can feel yourself edging slowly to that zone where everything, no matter how bad it feels, feels good. I slip a finger into your cunt, and you book your hips as I take my finger away. I taste you. So sweet. I smile, knowing, oh, it's only going to get better. I pick up a paddle from the table and start to apply it to your ass, giving you a few easy spots to get you going, alternating between cheeks, making sure I spike you evenly across your ass and the back of your thighs. I increase the force with each set of five I give to you. Your mind now is focusing on three things: the torrent that is between your legs, the paddle smacking your ass, and the swaying of the nipple clamps as each smack makes you go forward and the clamps catch up, swinging each time you do it. All while you concentrate on this, my paddle is still hitting you good and hard. Your ass is a good and angry shade of red. I touch it and feel the throb and heat radiate off it. It's all you can do not to moan and bug your hips at my touch. I begin to put my fingers into your cunt. Three of them slide in so easily. I begin to moan and bug your hips like a wild animal in heat. You might as well be. Your ass is throbbing and your nipples and tits ache. And they're all sending the same horribly mixed signals to your cunt. Your brain doesn't know what hurts and what feels good anymore. The clamps are swinging wildly, sending more pulses to your cunt. Your ass is on fire and telling your cunt all about it as well. You're fucking yourself on my fingers, losing yourself on them. You can feel it. You just have to keep going a little longer. You can just scream out through your gag. You begin to come. It all stops. It is replaced by an almost blinding pain that by itself almost sends you over the edge. You feel it again. It takes you a few seconds to compose yourself and realize what's happening. I stop fucking you just as you're on the edge, and now begin to spank your cunt with my hand. In this time that you've taken to realize what's happening, I spank your cunt three further times, each harder than the last. You scream out, not words, but pure animal lust, not achieving your orgasm. Again I spank you, and again, and again. This time you scream again, but not through the act of hurting you, but the fact that it's still almost sending you over the edge. You can feel it. Your chest and ass and your cunt, they are all on fire, and they all want one thing. They want you to come. They want you to come in a white hellstorm. You scream into your gag as another blow rains down. You beg for release through your gag. You beg, tears in your eyes. You turn, pleading in your eyes. You look directly at me. The world goes quiet as I look at you. The blows still raining down onto your red, swollen cunt. I remove the nipple clamps as I mouth the word, come, sending you so far over the edge you don't know which direction you leapt from. The world goes white hot. Your vision blurs, and all you can feel is the waves of pleasure flowing from your cunt, ass, tits, hitting each other, going to your brain. Your brain is going into meltdown. You collapse into a heap on the chair as the waves and waves of the orgasm pile over you. Still quivering, I untie you and I carry you to the bedroom, laying you down into the bed. I gently stroke your hair and kiss your cheek and lay down beside you. I smile to myself knowing that I'm going to do it all over again tomorrow.